So, Julia, we're both teachers.
That's right.
And are you familiar with the different learner types?
A little bit, yes. I encounter different kinds of learners in my classrooms.
Okay, so for example, what kind of learner are you?
I think possibly more than one, maybe overlap on a couple, but primarily a visual learner. So I have to take it in through my eyes, usually like with a picture. I certainly have to see a word. If I'm learning a language, I have to see it written down.
So you need the phonetic script. You need something,
I need something visual
for it to stick in your
for it to
head.
stay in my mind. It has to have a visual. I can't just hear it, for example. I can't just hear a word and remember it. I have to have some sort of visual to connect it to.
Okay, and so you're a visual learner.
I think
Anything
it's called a
else?
visual learner. I don't know the technical term for it, but an emotional learner. If
Oh,
a
really?
yeah, if a piece of information or the thing that I'm learning is attached to an emotional experience, I store it very definitively. I can remember it, I can recall it. If it's just a neutral, say a sentence, I can't remember. It has to have a backstory, it has to have an emotional connection somehow.
Wow, it has to have some connection to it.
Yeah. Usually a personal story, especially humor. If there's a joke involved, if it made me laugh at the time of learning it, I'm a laughter learner. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if that's a real one, but it definitely an emotional response makes it much more easy for me to learn something.